感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Say Class. 欢迎来到随时练英语，我是吉米。我们在上期游完了美国之后呢，下一站呢，那就是有枫叶之国的加拿大 Canada。那么今天呢，我们就要去加拿大的第一大城市多伦多 Toronto。
Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic.
Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city.And nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world.
加拿大呢，我们知道其实呢也是一个移民国家，并且呢在历史上被很多国家，比如说像法国、像英国殖民过。所以说呢
founded as York by the British in the late 1700s.
在十八世纪末期的时候呢，英国人呢在这个地方啊，就是多伦多这个地方建立了约克镇，当时呢还叫 York 约克镇。
Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city，
但是如今的事情过去了很多年，现在的多伦多呢已经让加拿大人啊就是一个非常感到自豪的一个城市 ，proudly 非常的自豪，自豪的啊是一个副词。
And nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home。
并且呢在此居住的一共是有600多万人啊，都是居住在这个地方叫做大多伦多地区 Greater Toronto Area。 那么现在呢不管我们是去加拿大的哪个地方，我们都可以看到一个地标性的建筑啊。
Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower。
那么 CN Tower 就是一个非常具有地标性的建筑，那么就是加拿大的国家电视台 Tower， 表示电视塔台的意思。
Catch a glimpse of
这个短语呢，我们经常见到啊，这个塔呢也是世界上七大奇迹之一
，one of the seven wonders of the modern world。
下面我们来看一下今天需要掌握的重点单词
：found，
建立、创建
；proudly，
自豪的
；catch a glimpse of，
看见。
Iconic,
标志性的，地标的。
Seven wonders,
七大奇迹。那么今天我们要学习的这个句型呢，稍微正式一点点，当然呢，在口语当中也可以用。
Everywhere somebody go, somebody can do something.
就是不管走到哪里啊，我们都可以做什么什么样的一些事情。那么比如说原文当中在介绍加拿大的时候就说到
Nearly,Everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world.
OK, 那么我们来造一个句子。
As well as a strong sense of tradition, everywhere you go in Mayo, you can't but notice the depth and significance of Ireland's devout faith.
那么同样呢，作为一个强烈的传统观念，无论你走到没有的任何地方，你总会发现那里呢有着爱尔兰深深的热情好客的烙印。下面我们来学习发音与连读。首先来看第一句
，Founded as New York by the British。
British， 注意这个的音变啊，不读的不是 British， 而是 British。首先呢，非常快的弹过去 ，British。
Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city.
注意 Canadian 重音呢发生了变化啊，不是在读作了 Canadian, okay, Canadian city.
Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home.
第二句
，Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of
后面的 glimpse 这个地方读得非常弱啊，不要读得太重。Glimpse of, catch a glimpse of, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic. 注意它的重音啊，在后面 iconic, iconic 这个地方的发音呢就比较重一些。Iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders.Wonder, 注意是 wonder, 不是 wonder, OK, wonder 那是另外一个词，那是 W-A-N-D-E-R, 读作 wonder, 而这里读作 wonder, wonder, 注意不要有鼻音。Of the seven wonders of the modern world. 下面是逐句的发音朗读练习，首先来看第一句，慢速跟读。Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s. Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. 长素 Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. 第二句慢速Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world. 长素 Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world.下面是整句的跟读练习，首先是慢速跟读。Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city'siconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world. 长素 Founded as York by the British in the late 1700s, Toronto is now a proudly Canadian city, and nearly 6 million people call the Greater Toronto area home. Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world.学完了今天的课程呢，不要忘了进行打卡提交作业。Nearly everywhere you go, you can catch a glimpse of the city's iconic CN Tower, one of the seven wonders of the modern world.